Now, she's finally made it to the studio after a disastrous direction.
You forgot to tell me you'd move.
Yes, yes, I had slightly forgot to tell you move. Now, I'm joined, if you wonder who that voice is the lovely singer-songwriter extraordinaire, Dee Hunter.
Hello. Hello, it's lovely to be back. How are you?
I like the way I look through the window. Who's that standing behind? My eyesight is so bad, and that's your new husband, Chris.
Yes.
So you didn't have an old husband. This is the first one.
The first husband,
and
Chris.
The only. Sorry. So just make it totally wrong. And your only husband, Chris. You've been married. Is it coming up to a year, isn't it?
No, it's October.
Is it?
We got married in October.
Do you know what? I thought it was August last year.
No,
we got married.
October. You were there. You read at the ceremony.
Yeah. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. I was reading out and I started crying.
Oh, you were beautiful. It was lovely.
It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my
life.
I was looking at you two and it was so lovely and you were so happy. And as I started reading it, my bottom lip just started going. And then I looked at you, I thought, oh my God. And it was, oh.
Yeah, you almost started me off actually. Yeah.
blowing my nose halfway through the ceremony. Right. Now let's get back to the music. So we'll give everybody details of the websites and where they can find you. But you've been playing the piano from a very, very young age.
Oh, yes. I started when I was 5.
Yep.
Yeah, my dad taught me from when I was 5. So I did all the piano exams. Went down the classical route and started writing when I was about 18, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how many songs? I was thinking you must do like a song a day.
No, not what
song
the thing
a week, but you must have like 50 or 60, 70, 80 songs by now or more.
Probably not that many because I don't actually write that often. I probably one day every few months I'll have a songwriting blitz and I'll do 3 or 4 in a day.
Show off.
But then I won't do any for months and months.
Yep.
I kind of get the inspiration on one day.
Yep.
To do lots and lots of writing, and then nothing. So I don't write all the time. I can't.
What inspires you? Because a lot of people, you can be happy, you can be. Are you better off writing when you're slightly miserable?
Yes.
I don't find many people that write good songs when they're really happy.
No, because I think you need that pain and that turmoil inside to kind of unleash your creative side. I
thought you were going to say Unleash the Beast then. I was about to
wait till you hear these songs. 3 first. Should we play track 3, which is called Power to Exorcise?
Right, here we go.
I'm not responsible for other people's feelings. What other people feel is up to them. And I do not have the power to destroy anybody. To keep everyone happy. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy now? Are you happy? Yeah. I've been told I have boundary issues. I can see the fine line. I'm scared of what you think of me, so I overstep it every time. And I do not have the power to exorcise your demons.
Just heard a track there from the lovely Dee Hunter. She's in the studio. Hello, Dee.
Hello.
That was excellent. I like that.
Wait, rocks, isn't it?
Yeah, I've not heard you sing like that before.
No, I'm experimenting with new things lately.
Yeah, I like that. That's really, really, really good. And the song is called Power to
Exorcise. It's about letting yourself off the hook.
Yeah.
And not being too hard on yourself, and not when everyone expects you to be a certain way and to keep them happy. You know, we can't always keep everybody happy.
No, well, I don't even try, to be honest. I used to do, but I don't bother anymore. Now, you started off playing the piano when you were very, very young, you've worked with loads of different musicians as well. You work as well with Phil Burdett, don't you?
Yes, in the Phil Burdett group.
Who's a local singer-songwriter. Do check him out. You'll find, don't know what his website is, but if you check out Phil Burdett, he plays all over Southend and London and Essex and all over the place.
Yeah.
He does stuff. And you do vocals and
keyboards.
Keyboards. on his stuff as well. And you've also worked, just to mention as well, worked with Charlie Bird.
Charlie Bird, yeah.
Who is currently having a single out, we were just saying, in August, with Lucy, it's Two Shoes, isn't it?
Two Shoes, yes. Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get her in to get one of the shoes into the studio. Get one of the shoes into the studio. So you were saying it's easier to write songs when you're feeling on the low side. So what sort of songs have you written, or have you not really tried to write when you're like, yay?
I have written a couple of happier songs.
Yeah,
but I just think the most powerful songs come from pain and turmoil.
And when you write, do you actually play keyboards and sing along, or do you get some chords, or do you have poetry that you write?
No, it all comes at the same time.
Yeah,
all the words and the tune and the chords. I just sit down at the piano and it will just come to me. I find it very hard to write words first and then put music to them, because it won't fit, and vice versa. And no, it all happens at the same time.
And you've also, your brother, do you know what? Funnily enough, I heard this. You've got a brother called Raiden,
mm-hmm.
who is one of the best bass players I've ever worked with.
He was
fantastic.
On that song just now.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a lovely guy, and he's brilliant and very good looking as well. And he's getting married himself. Is he married yet?
In December.
December to Helen, who's really lovely and very, very funny, because I sat next to her at your hen night and I just couldn't stop laughing. But I heard the other day, Raiden, his name means, isn't it, Son of Thunder? Also, I heard it. Somebody mentioned
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's Iceland.
Apparently, this is a Japanese god called Raiden.
Mm.
So, and I was like, I know a Raiden, because I don't know anyone else called Raiden. And it's meant, I think it's the son of the thunder god.
Wow.
So tell him.
I will do.
Tell him when you see him, because I heard
the
that.
Son of the thunder god.
Now, you've got some gigs coming up, so tell us where, if people want to come down and see you play, whereabouts
right,
are you
I've
playing?
Right, I've scribbled very quickly in the car before I came in a list of upcoming gigs. This Sunday evening, I'm playing at the Mayflower Pub in Old Lee.
Yep.
Old Lee on Sea. So that's July the 8th this Sunday evening. That'll be original stuff with percussionist Mark Cecil and bass player Russ Strothard. On July the 12th, which is next Thursday, I'm playing at the Tiger Lily Bar, and that'll be a mixture of covers and originals, and that's to raise money for Great Ormond Street, and there's a brilliant band called Right Good and Proper headlining. Oh, my chair's a bit squeaky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Somebody else
was
saying
that
this morning.
Was.
Yeah.
And then 19th of July at the Miley in Rochford, I'm headlining with bass player John Durno and drummer Jack Calder. That'll be original stuff as well. That's the Miley in Rochford on the 19th of July. 19th of August, it'll be St Anne's Castle in Great Leeds, which is the most haunted pub in the world, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
Apparently, yes. So come along to that if you like ghosts.
I was going to say something really rude, then I thought, just don't say it. In my head, it sounded like it was going to sound really funny, and it was going to sound terribly rude if I said anything. So you've got lots and lots of gigs coming up now.
Yes, there's just one more. October the 20th, supporting Jackie Wilson Says at the Freight House in Rochford, but that's ticket only, that one.
Now, we will be able to find these out from where... Have you got them listed on your website?
Yes, I'm going to put them on a Facebook music page and on the website as well.
So what's the website if people want to have a look at?
It's dhuntersongwriter.com.
Right, okay, dhuntersongwriter, I'll whisper.
But I'll have to get my brother, the Son of Thunder, to put those up for me, because he organises my website.
Bless him. Bless him, Raiden. Right, now we're going to hear... What song are we going to hear next?
Shall we hear... let's have track 5, which is called The Last Laugh. And this song is about... it's kind of a little message to all the people who used to pick on me at school.
Did you have people? Why would you have people picking on me
well,
at school?
Well, there's nothing really wrong with me, but
I used to get
bullied.
I used to get beaten up all the time. I know what you mean.
I was just very quiet, and I was just too shy to make a lot of friends. I used to slip away at break time to play the piano in the practice rooms rather than socialise, and I got given quite a hard time just because I don't know.
It's not called Kill Everybody, is it? Or something?
No.
The Last Laugh, this is called.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. This is Dee Hunter with The Last Laugh.
Thank you.
now I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Dee Hunter.
Hello.
In the squeaky chair.
Yes.
That was me actually doing the squeaky. It's not doing it. It would, if I say it, don't worry, it probably claps. Now, I'm very pleased because on the Shadow of the Devil Tree, beautiful picture on the back, Dee.
Yes, by the fantastic photographer, Michelle Ward.
Thank you. It was pretty, when we did these pictures, which was about 2 years ago.
That was longer than that. And do you remember, you made me climb a tree.
She had on the best dress, which I think you paid about quite a bit of money for, because I was with you when you bought it.
Yes.
And then you climbed up in the tree.
And I got covered in sap. Do you know what? Sap doesn't come off your skin.
No.
It stays on there for days.
But it was like, get up in that tree, get up in the tree. It was one of those, like, but they were lovely, beautiful pictures. I mean, you're a pretty girl, and it just, I was just like, yeah, snap, snap, snap. It's just fantastic. With my little camera, I wish I'd have to get a new one and then do some. I think the best one, me and Dee was taking pictures of Dee in. I can't remember the place.
Was it in the woods?
It was in the woods, and it just always makes me laugh that I said to you, come on, take your trousers off. I said, get down on your hands and knees in the because I was trying to do some sort of, like, you know, very, I don't know what I was trying to do, and then I turned around and there was a man walking his dog.
So I'm basically stripped off in freezing cold weather in the woods for this photo.
And it was, because your legs were going, but it was absolutely free. I was okay. I was in a big duffel coat going, go on, Dee, that's it. Look like it's summer. Now, you're working with lots of musicians at the moment. Is there anybody that you particularly, if you could work with anybody in the world, like famous, because you work with some really great local musicians, but anyone famous, who would you like to collaborate with and why?
Bob Dylan, just amazing lyricist. Jimmy Webb, James Taylor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, Jimmy Webb, James Taylor are my favourites.
Yeah.
But no, the musicians I'm working with at the moment, I mean, on the songs that we've just played, there's a Son of Thunder, Raiden.
Your brother Raiden, yes.
On the bass. Got Richard Boniface on the drums.
Yep.
And Phil Ball on the guitar. And it was also recorded at Ashby Studios, which is Phil Ball's studio in Southend-on-Sea.
Yep.
This Sunday night, I'm quite looking forward to doing a gig with Mark Cecil and Russ Stothard from the Phil Burdett group as well. So, but whenever I do an album, I always work with different musicians for each album.
Yep.
So it makes gigs quite tricky because I have to, because the set list determines the musicians that will do the gig, and I don't know if it's the best way to do things, really, because sometimes I'll do a gig and I want to slip in a couple of songs from another album, and then they have to learn them, and I don't know, but I just like working with different people.
Yeah.
I really do.
So what plans have you got? What plans have you got for? Well, we're not even we're halfway through this year. We are.
Month seven.
So what have you got? What plans have you got for later on in the year? What else are you going to be?
Well, I have a new album all written and ready to be recorded. So it's just more recording, really.
Yep. And you also, just in case you're out there, Dee, actually, you do. She's a fantastic. If you ever get anything where you're looking for somebody for fantastic entertainment, because you play piano, you can do weddings, and
yeah, I do.
All that kind of thing. Because you know, because although Dee is a singer-songwriter, you also have to do the legwork of the other stuff to be a musician.
Yeah, just the pay the bills type gigs, which I do enjoy. I really enjoy. I'm doing one tonight actually at the Royal Tiger in Rettenden.
That's not that place we went to, is it?
Yes, for my hen night. That's where we went for my hen night. Yes.
I could have lived in there.
The best thing is, you weren't there, Chris.
Your husband's staring. Yes, you weren't there because you missed out on a good night there.
The best thing is they feed me in the break and the curries are just fantastic.
Yeah, that was when they put all the disco music on and suddenly there was nobody on the dance floor. It was like, straight onto the dance floor. It was a great night. So as I said, Dee is available if you get weddings and stuff like that, or even private dinner parties and things.
Because
It's lovely because you can play piano as well. I wish I could play. Dave said he was going to teach me. I know, she's laughing.
No, I'm
just saying. She said, clunk, 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 clunk. Then what do you think, Dee? She's like, no. Don't just stick to playing the tambourine. Right, we're going to play another song from the album. Just to go quickly before we play this, because we'll end on this song. People, again, if they want to find out the website, Dee, where can they look?
www.deehuntersongwriter.com.
And you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah, Facebook,
if you add the same thing and they can add you as a friend.
Yeah, I've got a page off my normal Facebook page called Dee Hunter Songwriter.
It can't be many Dee Hunters. And also, just very quickly, tell everybody what your real name is.
Oh, Dianira.
See, I don't. Do you know now, what? I never understand why you don't. If that was me, I'd be happily called Dianira.
Well, Dianira was actually the wife of Hercules, and she accidentally killed him.
There you go, Chris. That's your husband in the background, yeah. Just giving a little, there you go. I think D might be a better name then. Yeah, yeah. You think? All right, he's laughing. He's laughing, but inside he's probably crying. Right, this next track is track number two, which is?
It's called Wouldn't Want to Waste a Good Heart. No, I just wanted to write a song which about lots of different characters in history. So the first verse is about a poet called Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Second verse is about Calamity Jane.
Yeah.
And the third verse is about John D. Rockefeller.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. It's been lovely to see you again.
You too.
We will get this interview, if you missed the beginning bit of it, it will go back up on the website. So here is the song, which is called Wouldn't
Want to Waste a Good Heart.
Brilliant. Sitting around thinking you never did belong.